Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I, of course, would love to hear from you. So, if you want to holler at your boy here, well, your man, not a boy. If you want to holler at your man, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're afraid to call, which I know that happens, you can jump into the chat room, or you can go ahead on and bust down the email, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again, that email is smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. If that's not working for you, you want a social network with me. If you are on Facebook, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group. Myself or Mr. J will add you. Once again, that's the Smooth Drama group on Facebook. Myself or Mr. J will get at you. As well as just any social network where you find Smooth Drama, ask me and add me. And if you are not trying to get me to look at your video cam where you and all the other hot girls are on, I will add you back. I'm just going to say that I'm still supremely disappointed that I am constantly getting, hey, me and the hot girls want to see you, da-da-da, emails and friend requests. No. I do not want to get a virus. Stop it. It's not going to happen. I'm sorry. Anyway. Anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add me, I'll add you back. We can talk a taste on it. Speaking of talking a taste, man. This past weekend in Indianapolis, Indiana Black Expo. It's amazing. It's always good to be there with the people. You know, I get to see family. Shout out to my cousin, Shell. I ain't get to see you this time, but, you know, we'll catch up next time. I got to meet my other cousin, Erica. Shout out to Erica. You know, it's good to meet you. And it's good to have, you know, family that backs you and make you feel good about yourself, that we're all big nerds. Indiana in the building. Not to say that my New Orleans people ain't good, but, you know, my Indiana people, I think, are more nerds than the New Orleans people. Why am I debating who's nerd and who's cool? I don't know. Anyway, what is not cool, though, is Japanese tourism. Japanese got some real weird stuff that they do, right? The Japanese, they got the place where you can cuddle. People pay to cuddle with each other. It's just weird that people actually go and pay and cuddle with each other. And then now they have a poop museum. It's dedicated to doo-doo. It's just, and people are there and they taking pictures with poop. You got the erasers with faces, and And supposedly it's popular. Poop-shaped erasers with faces and other items that are all poop. Yeah, you get the video introduction, and you're asked to sit on one of the 7 colorful non-functional toilets lined up against the wall. Yeah. And music plays as a user pretends to poop. Then a brightly colored souvenir poop can be collected from inside the toilet bowl to be taken home after the tour. It's a high poop sculpture, and it erupts every 30 minutes, spitting out little foam poops. Yeah. I'm trying to get what is the purpose? Why? I mean, people think poop is funny. We think poop is funny. We're going to go and we're going to poop. We're going to get our poop on. Oh, man. I don't even know no more. Japanese, y'all are some unique creatures. Y'all do stuff that just takes me on another journey of thought that I didn't think that I was going to have to go through. But they definitely are there. Poop Museum. Extra, extra. Read all about it. Anyway, speaking of extra, extra, reading all about it, Amazon is selling a hella black, hella proud swimsuit. People have been up in the uproar because the hella black, hella proud swimsuit has a white model. I'm like, I wouldn't really worry about that. They're like, but they selling hella black, hella proud swimsuits with a white model though, yo. And it's like, well, she looked kind of anorexic, yes. But guess what? It's not gonna look like that on you. I mean, who the model is, does it really matter? You know, the white dude is wearing the Black Panther t-shirt. Are we really? I can't buy no Wakanda Forever shirt with a white dude wearing it. It's like, why not? White dude created it. Just like I'm guessing that the hella black, hella proud shirt created by white dude. It's Amazon. So yeah, I don't see a real problem, but apparently I'm guessing there's a lot of people who have an issue with that. Like, why? Just why? A white woman can't be wearing our shirts. It's like, well, now you know how they feel when y'all wear the clothes that they don't want you to wear. Like, you know, the heel figures, all that. Remember, he was like, he don't even really want black folks wearing his clothes. But y'all do it anyway. Much to his chagrin. I mean, you think about that for a second. He don't even want y'all wearing his clothes, but y'all wear them. And he's proud. He don't even want you to be the model. So, yeah, they paid the white woman to model. If she even got paid. She might not have got paid. She might have got paid like Don Cornelius used to pay the Soul Train dancers and chicken. Maybe she get paid in cheese and crackers and some grapes. That could be it. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. It just... Anyway. We're talking about dumb here. So, I'm just going to go all out and say that, man, the people who voted for Trump are really selling plastic straws. Now, plastic straws on their own is not a bad thing. I personally can't stand the paper straws, but Trump came out and asked his supporters to stand with President Trump by using this special laser engraved plastic straws at just $15 for a pack of 10 plus shipping. So let's look at it. Normally, 1,000 plastic straws retail for about $10. Trump's plastic straw, because they just have Trump on it, $15 for a pack of 10. That's it. $15 for a pack of 10. So you're basically paying $1.50 per straw. Just got to hold on to them forever. They're collector's item, right? But I got these plastic straws. They got Trump on them. Just put them up on the mantle. I was just like, wow. Whew. Just when you think you've seen it all, you haven't. Plastic straws for $15. And I'm going to guess that he's going to raise a lot of money with these things. Lots and lots of money. So, you know, I'm always arguing. And there are people who will argue with me and who have argued with me. Hey, Trump is stupid. Trump is really, really stupid. And I just keep saying, y'all are underestimating the man. He's not dumb. He'll say some stupid stuff. But saying stupid stuff and being stupid are two totally different things. He's crass. He'll say whatever he got to do to get the job done. But dumb, stupid, whatever you want to call it, unintelligent, he is not. I want to grow up and be able to trick people out of millions of dollars like him. The right people. I ain't talking about y'all. I'm talking about them other people, right? I'm be like that reverend that they caught that was got into a car wreck and they found that he stole like $95,000 from the church. Which, you know, it's not really a shock, right? The preacher stealing the money from the church. That's about right. So, I mean, I'm just saying. Trump is in the Bay Area tone hella intelligent, hella smart. Because he keep tricking these fools out of their money. He'll say some stuff that is just not in their best interest. And they ride with him. They ride with him. That's gangster right. I'm sorry. They're really stupid. His supporters are really unintelligent. This we know. This we know. But, I mean, the way he manipulated them, you know, he's like that reverend. And, you know, I didn't used to believe in that. Like, you know what, reverend, say some stuff and everybody ride with him. And he, I mean, no doubt he's their reverend, right? He speaks, the gospel of Trump is strong. He's amazing. Because he gets people who in all senses of the word, don't fit the profile that he supports. Rich and business savvy, which is what he is. I mean, people say he's done, oh, he don't know how to run the business. No, he just, that's what you do. You get the business, you make money, and when you don't make any money anymore, you just sell it off, throw all the debt on it, and declare bankruptcy and not pay your bills. That's the American way. You know, so if you think about it for a second, you'd be rich too if you just went bankruptcy every time you owe some money and just start back over with all your money. I done spent somebody else's money. I done did wrong by him. And then boom. I'm not going to pay the bill. I'm going to go bankruptcy. Man, that's what I'm talking about right there. I don't want to pay a bill ever again. You know what? I'm just going to go bankruptcy. Every year. And be rich. You imagine you live your existence without paying the bill, just like, I'm bankrupt. And then that's it. And start back over. I'm just saying. I need to go on a break. This is the Homies Down in Houston, Radio Galaxy. What y'all do all the time. Take selfies.
And after all said and done, you may say to yourself, self, where we get it.
Cause the dream is in the night, a shadow on the corner of a small wall. Yeah. One of us will have to kill a hard way back. Rising on the floorboard, gasping for air.
Another one.
what the folk has gotten into. Girl, don't stop it now. The revolution will not be televised, tweeted, hashtag, snap, shared, or RIP'd off, for it lives within. And nobody digs your music but yourself.
Together you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Radio Galaxy, Selfie, and of course nobody digs your music but yourself. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, yeah, y'all know I've always been a fan of stupid studies, because I just like talking about them because they just make no sense. So, there's a study, Michigan State, where they say that white police officers are not targeting minorities in shooting. It's not happening. All of that stuff that y'all have seen been figment of your imagination. Yep. That's what they say. It's not really something that's happening. They're not really targeting you. Right? It's like they're shooting at the white guy, but the bullets, for some reason, it's like that movie Wanted, where he would shoot and the bullet would like go around the corner. It's kind of what it is. It's like he mean to shoot at somebody, or they mean to shoot up in the air, or they're trying to maim them, but for some reason it doesn't work. And yeah, that's what happens. It didn't mean to hit the black person. It just kind of does. And so, yeah. Yep. That's what happens. You know. I mean, all the shots fired, all the black folks that have been killed. I mean, and I'm gonna say this. I know it's been some white people that have been killed, whatnot. And so I'm not sitting here being disingenuous and saying, well, hey, it's only black folks getting, no, everybody's getting killed. It's just there is a disproportionate amount of black folks getting killed. So the study's co-author, MSU psychology professor Joseph Cesario, says researchers analyzed statistics gathered by two newspapers, The Guardian and The Washington Post, on fatal police shootings nationwide. And it said the numbers in fact show that it's not the race of the officers that's doing the shooting that plays a role, but where the crime occurred. So they're saying in counties where there were more violent crime committed by white citizens, that predicted that a shot by the police, and not that a black or Hispanic citizen would be shot by the police. In a county where you had more black violent crime, that predicted a black citizen being shot. And you know what? I'm on the air. I'm on record as saying, if it was criminals, if it was, you know, people that committed some violent crimes, they busting back at the police shoot them, you know what, hey, they, you know, they was out there living their lyrics, they did their thing, they tried to make it happen, it didn't work out, I get that, but talk about the police are not targeting black folks. I'm just saying, we've got the segment on the show where we talk about Groundhog Day. When we talk about the things that you can't do while being black in this country. It's a long ass list of things that we can't do without fear of being shot by the police. Hell, by anybody at this point. I mean, it started off with George Zimmerman just shooting an unarmed person, teenager, just going to the store and going home. And he don't go to jail. Nothing. And he's a violent guy. And so the police start shooting and chilling and choking folks out. And they saying that being black doesn't play a role at all. It's sort of like I keep pointing out. They keep saying, well, hey, I saw an article where it's like, yeah, it's like the 12th transgender person of color. No. They didn't look at that person like, you know what, that's a transgender person of color. I'm going to shoot and kill them. I'm going to guess there's the black component. Now, don't get me wrong. I know there's the racist component. And there's the homophobic component. Right? Oh, they're gay. They're black. I got to kill them. I get that that happens. Not that it's a good thing. Not that it's something that should be happening. It should be something that's curtailed. But once again, that the split ideology where we just say transgender person of color. No, I'll just say person of color. Black person. Gone. Doesn't matter whether they're transgender, homosexual, heterosexual. They're gone. They were murdered by somebody on purpose. Obviously, I'm just like, white officers aren't targeting black people. Then we need to be the people that they not targeting, right? I'm like, so they're not targeting black people, but black people just end up being dead. I'm thinking that we need to be who they're targeting this. Because if they aren't targeting us and we're getting shot at a disproportionate rate, then shit, we need to be something else. We're something else, we'll be good. Because them not targeting us is not working out for us. We need to be targeted, and then maybe we can be like everybody else. Because they don't target us, they don't shoot and kill us. Just saying. And speaking of just saying, people are coming after Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard had the nerve to not go to the Lakers. If you don't know, Kawhi Leonard, Toronto Raptors, L.A. native, was Machiavelli, held the Lakers hostage. Like, hey, don't sign nobody, just in case I want to go there. Waited till all of the good players, well, the majority of the good players were off the board. Then decided, yeah, I'm going to the Clippers. And so now they're talking about Kawhi Leonard's alleged free agency request may have violated the collective bargaining agreement for the NBA players. Oh, because what, his uncle was using the Raptors as leverage So they're saying that the uncle was asked for a lot of stuff from the teens: house, plane, sponsorship, guaranteed sponsorship money, just an example. And supposedly this stuff is illegal in the collective bargaining agreement. All right, so one, this is some of the most weak sauce arguments ever. You know, because it's saying the NBA collective bargaining agreement does not allow teams to grant benefits to players. Supposedly, they're prohibited from arranging sponsorship deals for a player, as it's considered a form of salary cap circumvention. Now, why do people sign to play in LA? Say the Sunshine. No. It's for the endorsements. I mean, we're sorry. I'm sorry. Everybody's sorry. If you believe that, oh yeah, you leave a team in a small market to play in a big market because you don't want endorsements. You're not promised more opportunities towards endorsements, which is money that you make off of the court, aside from basketball. Now, mind you, and this is the funny part that folks haven't even been looking at, and it's one of the more obvious things. So Kawhi Leonard and Paul George end up with the Clippers. Now, everybody knows that the Lakers are more prestigious. They are the flagship in Los Angeles. But guess what? The Clippers have the richest owner in the league. Steve Ballmer is in the top, if I'm not mistaken, either the top 20 or the top 10 richest people on earth. You know, meaning the NBA is a toy, a shiny toy for him. He gets to live out his habits, whatnot. So endorsement deals coming from the richest guy in the league, the richest owner in the league, it's kind of easy. I mean, because I make the joke that if Ballmer had Jeannie Buss's money for the Lakers, he probably would kill himself. Like, I'm broke. I mean, he's rich. He's uber rich. And so, and one, there's the other component. A uber rich white man being upstaged by a rich white woman? Nah. There's some machismo going on there. Although they won't call it machismo, it'd be just, hey, we're gonna take LA over. Quietly. Slowly but surely. I mean, quite frankly, we look at the past decade, Lakers got the name, but the Clippers have actually been the steadier product. Same thing in New York. Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant signed in Brooklyn. Didn't sign with the Knicks. Knicks is the flagship organization. Knicks have sucked, like the Lakers have sucked, for the past, the Knicks have sucked probably a little bit longer, like the past 20 years. I think they got like 3 or 4 playoff appearances. They just generally sucked. And Brooklyn, out of the blue, with the second richest owner in the league, just so happens to be at the franchise where they got the free agents. Now, they say that, oh, they're not going to offer them no money. It's a collective bargaining. No. And I'm like, yeah, no. Of course they offer them things. I mean, Steve Ballmer called somebody in Hollywood and says, hey, this got to happen. What you think? What they going to tell you? Nah, you're too rich. We not listening to you. This is what I'm saying. See, because, yeah, Lakers offer the flagship program. But once again, the Clippers have actually been good. Clippers have actually been really good the past decade. They've been the model franchise. Lakers have sucked. Lakers have sucked since they won that title. 2009? Something like that. 2008, 2009. One of them. It was like back to back. That's the last time they won. It's been a while. You don't think about it like that, but it's been a long time since the Lakers have been good. Now, what does that mean to you, per se, the listener? I'm just saying, you know, they're talking about there's a free agency request. They have violated CBA, like, oh, asking for stuff. Like, what else is he going to do? And it's highlighted because it's the Uncle Dennis, right? Don't necessarily have the agent, whatnot, just represented by his uncle. And I think, you know, they're talking about, oh, yeah, he's got to be certified, whatnot. Because then they can get their hooks into him. You know, you find that there's a narrative that comes with the black folks getting involved in this. And, you know, players having say and the wherewithal to say and do what they want to do. That is probably a little bit galling to the powers that be. Like, we used to control these cats. Like, it was no tomorrow. We could tell them what to do, when to do, how to do it. Now you can't. Now, if you talk outside your neck and you ain't one of these uber rich owners, hey, we ain't got to play for you. And, you know, for me, I'm happy Kawhi did what he did because it's balance. There's no super teams. They don't need to be super stacked. No, you win that title this year, you earned it. I mean, to me, I'm happy. I'm like, it couldn't happen at a better time. Because I've been on the whole, and I think the NBA has a problem when it's only a few franchises that win and then the rest of them don't. They don't feel like they have a chance. And then you start talking about you spending so much money and my team don't have a chance. Plus, I always just think that it's just because I just think like that, that they just want to get at the black man for actually representing and helping out his people. They talk about how Uncle Dennis did this, how Uncle Dennis did that. Well, if Uncle Dennis wouldn't have done what he did, he'd stayed in San Antonio, he would have played, he probably would have had that Grant Hill thing where knees are hurting. He's not able to perform at the highest level that he can. And so, for me, I see it as progress. It's kind of awesome. It's really awesome. And I hope it, yeah. That's it. I think it's a positive step. NBA going towards everybody having a chance is a beautiful thing. LeBron not having a stacked super team. So if he wins it this year, it's because he actually had to earn it. I don't think he's going to win it. I think they may even struggle to make the playoffs, but that's just me. I could be wrong. And I guess we'll find out. In the meantime, in between time, we come back. We're going to talk about the bathroom. Because we still talking about the bathroom for some reason. And, of course, we've got our Groundhog Day. And another thing you can't do while being black. In the meantime, in between time, going to go on break. This is Stally, Petrin Hill Peony. Petrin Hill Peonies, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, the bathroom. Apparently, it's still an issue. North Carolina, they can't figure out the whole bathroom thing. Like, you know,
they want to use the bathroom according to their gender assignment, or they want to use the bathroom according to what they are.
It's like, I get some of the argument. So for me, as far as the gender assignment or gender thoughts, what you are, what you come out as, whatever. I mean, hey, you want to use the bathroom, fine. I think that's a 18 and over type deal. So if you're in school, it could be a little problematic. Because one, they say, oh, it's got to be a private bathroom. So if it becomes a private bathroom, one, you're going to take a bathroom away from the teachers. Or you're going to, say, hey, such and such can go if she was a girl, now is a boy, they're going to go into the men's bathroom. And that's the boys' bathroom. And that's fine. Except for there's the what kids do when they know who you used to be and who's going to police that. Are we going to be keeping guards following people into the bathroom? For one, because these are the issues that aren't talked about, because kids are kids and kids do stupid stuff. And stupid stuff just constantly happens when it comes to kids, which is why you got to have adults around in the first damn place, because kids are stupid. Yeah, I said it. Kids are stupid. They're going to do stupid things because that's what teenagers do. Stupid things. They have stupid thoughts. And stupid stuff happens. Two, I mean, as far as adults go, hey, you're a female. You want to use the male bathroom? Nah, ain't no privacy. Ain't no special stalls, none of that. You going to get the dick. When I say you going to get the dick, I ain't talking about dudes going to hit you in the face with the dick, whatever. No. You just, hey, you want to sit down in the stall to prove a point? I'm a guy, go ahead. The male bathroom is nasty as hell anyway. You won't get caught up in all that, then you go ahead. You go ahead. Why women want to be, or used to be women want to be switching over to the men's bathroom. It's like, nah, men's bathroom is nasty. I'm always constantly amazed. I'm not amazed by a lot of things, but I'm always amazed by the fact that this big white basin, you keep missing the big ass bowl with your dick. You just can't piss straight. You got the big catcher's mitt, but you just not gonna make it. Just not gonna. I can't. It's not going in. It just, and you hit the floor. Why? How? So, you're a woman that's transitioned over to being a man. You want to be a part of that? By all means. I'm just saying, like, for the smaller bathrooms. No, don't lock the door. Don't close the. No, you got to get the dick. You just round dick. You don't have a dick, but you want to be in there where all the dicks are. Then by golly, we're gonna pee with you there. Don't be a punk ass coward and try to shut the stall door and make everybody wait. No, don't. That's proving that point means nothing. You just making us mad. Speaking of from personal experience, I'm at a training, and the woman wants to prove a point that going to the men's bathroom, but locking the thing so that nobody can go in besides her. I'm like, nah. You got to experience all that, the fart and all that. You going to get it. You going to get this work. Because you want to use the bathroom to prove a point, which don't even matter to none of us. Most people don't give a damn. You want to make your political, like, you know what, I want to use the bathroom anywhere you want. Go ahead. I mean, can I be gender fluid and go up in the women's bathroom? I just be in there. Just chilling. Yep, I'm feeling like a female today. God, look, I ain't looking. Do your thing. Come out, adjusting yourself, whatnot. You know what? But still, I can't even be pervy with that because I don't know. The whole bathroom thing, it's almost like sacred. Like, we don't really talk in the bathroom as men. Like, you know, there's some people who talk, but for the most part, most guys don't talk. Like, we don't want to talk in bathrooms. Like, why are you talking? What you talking about, man? Why are you talking loud? What you talking about? Anyway, speaking of why you talking loud, what you talking about, it's Groundhog Day time.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
So, what is that shit that happened again? Another thing that you can't do while black. Propose. Apparently, there's a black couple. They were at the Angry Orchard. Orchard, whatever. So, dude is proposing to his girlfriend. Supposed to be a romantic moment, right? He stopped repeatedly by these white security guards. So, in Walden, New York, the Angry Orchard, Clyde Jackson about to make his speech. And then they roll up on him. What did they say? Lady walks up, said, "I'm sorry, sir, but I have to check your back pocket. I was told that you stole a T-shirt from the gift store." Sound familiar? Dude empties his pockets while trying to keep the ring box hidden from his girlfriend. Right. So what happens? Guard left. He begins his proposal again. And what do they do? What do they do? They bust out and interrupt him again. Again, the second time. Like, they wanted to search her bag to make sure that he didn't slip it from that pocket where you can hide it. I know men have big pockets, and maybe he was a bigger guy, but I didn't know that you could stuff like a whole T-shirt in your pocket. My pocket can't even really take my wallet. Start talking about I'm going to put a whole T-shirt. But I am, once again, I'm just over exaggerating, right? I'm getting thrown off here. So you have her emptying out her purse. You know, second time. You know. So she says, "I know you're just doing your job, but I can't help but wonder if this is because we're black. We're the only black people here at your establishment." Of course, the guard said, "Nah, that ain't it." So he finished. And she said yes. And then he comes out. And he said, the security guard approached him again, this time to check the pockets and purses of their friends. It's crazy. Really, really crazy. Anyway, I seem to have a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. Tell me who you are, where you're calling from, and what I can do you for.
My name is Rusty, and I'm calling from Manhattan.
Manhattan?
Yes, my name is Rusty.
Nice to meet you, Rusty.
Likewise. Mike, I had a quick question, if you didn't mind.
Sure.
Do you see a resemblance?
What? A resemblance?
Do you see
what?
A resemblance between the pubes on your balls and the hair on your head?
All right. So, Rusty, no thank you for calling. And if we're going to talk about the pubes on my balls and the hair on my head, it would behoove you to know that, one, I magic shave my balls and my pubes, so I do not have any. I have smooth balls, and that's not a pun. I really do have smooth balls. You'll never know, because I'm not going to be one of the guys. And shout out to the late, great Richard Pryor. I'm not one of the guys that when you're in the alley on your knees sucking dick, I'm not that guy that's coming to put his dick in your mouth. It's not that kind of party. And, you know, I'm not going to be one of the guys who want to slap the dick out your mouth or off your chin or in your ear or wherever you like to put dicks. Sorry. To answer your question. So do I see the resemblance between the hair on my head? And I've got nice hair, by the way. I keep my hair cut nice. I keep it nice and tight, whatnot, with the waves, whatnot. But smooth balls, homie. Unlike the dick and the balls that you're used to. Just saying. Anyway, so back to what I was talking about before I was so rudely interrupted. Dude, just stay sucking dick. Don't call in no more. All right. So they checked them all and made everybody open up their bags over a T-shirt. Angry Orchard. Now, Orchard, whatever. So now, that manager has been fired, and those security guards have been fired also. So there's a good part to that story. It's just, we can't propose, because you're going to steal an Angry Orchard T-shirt. And so, maybe it's not the security guards. Maybe it was the person who snitched. Like, who's the person that's telling a lie? Like, you know what? One, that's a supreme lie. I saw him take T-shirt and stuff it in his pocket. I don't know about y'all, but ain't no pockets that big. I'm sorry. I haven't seen it. Maybe y'all have seen it. But this is another thing that's ridiculous when it comes to black folks and blaming things on black people. So we talk about the things that you can't do when you're black. We're at a ridiculous level now. It's sad. We're sitting here stuck talking about emptying pockets and what you can't do while you're black, because folks who stole everything from everybody are talking about you did something. On that note, I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drama production, and I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.